Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. I help coaches compartmentalize their massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 7-figure companies in the coaching space, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes to help you execute on your massive vision. Ooh, okay, guys, I have been excited to make this episode because if I know you and you're here, you want to make a massive impact, right? And in order for you to do that, you need to be able to sell people into your coaching programs. And I want to talk a little bit about why people aren't buying from you. And now I'm going to make this a really short and sweet episode for you because I know you, like quick actionable takeaways. I'm going to give you golden nuggets in this episode. I want you to be able to apply these right away. I'm even going to share with you some posts and some pieces of content specifically that I believe you can use to your advantage to be able to bring more clients into your ecosystem and into your programs right away. So here's something I want you to do. If you're driving, be safe, do this later, okay? But if you're on your phone or if you have your phone near you, I want you to just go toggle over to your Instagram, okay? Bring up your profile. I want you to look at your profile. In the last 9 posts, just take a little gander, okay? In the last 9 posts, is there anywhere specifically that talks about your offer? Is there anywhere specifically where you talk about why you're the best coach to support me specifically or whoever your ideal client is, right? Is there anything in there that really shows the vibe of what it looks like inside of your program and inside of your container? I notice that whenever I go to so many different coaches' profiles, they'll have this mission statement in their bio that's amazing and it's all souped up and they probably spent 47 years trying to just freaking get this Instagram bio perfect. And you know, typically your bio statement is going to be your mission statement. And the reason your mission statement is so important is because it shows people how you produce results. It tells people the bigger problem that you're looking to solve in their life and also maybe even in the world. And so that mission statement is extremely important, but your content, everything you do has to be congruent and line up with that mission statement. And when you look at a mission statement, right, really what it is, it's the result that you get somebody. It's the bigger problem that you're solving in the world or for your ideal client. And when you look at what an offer is and what your signature offer is, really what it is it's the end result you're getting for somebody. It's the problem that you are solving and it's the solution that you're giving or maybe the skill set that you're selling to them to help solve their problem. And so really you can soup up your mission statement all you want, but if your content isn't consistently showing up for and talking about your offer, then of course it's gonna be hard for you to sell it, right? Now, first, let's just get really clear on what sales are. Sales, and this is something Alex Hormozi talks about all the time, but sales is simply just the transference of belief. So in order for you to sell something, you need to believe in your product. And if I don't see you talking about your offer on your page, then that probably leads me to believe that you don't maybe believe in it, or maybe you don't believe in it enough to put it on the forefront and show it to people and show it to me. Because it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 times for somebody to see something and then buy it typically, right? And so people need to see it not just once, but they need to see it over and over and over again. And I'm not saying just on your Instagram profile, they come 7 to 14 times. I'm saying that they see the Instagram profile, they want to follow you, and then your content consistently backs what your profile shows up for, what your mission statement says. So what you need to get really clear on first is what's the result that you get people? And now I see a lot of coaches get strung up on this. This isn't this massive offer with all these check-ins and how many times you're touching base with somebody. It's simply what is the result that you are getting somebody? What is the solution that you have to somebody's problem? You've likely had your own experiences that have led you to becoming a coach in the first place. That alone leads you to a place where you can believe in your offer simply from your own experiences and from the education that I hope at this point you've at least received, right? I know if you're here, you're somebody who's a reputable coach or somebody who really does value information and investing in themselves. And so I can almost guarantee you already have a lot of knowledge, right? And so really what it is you believing enough in your ability to get somebody results and believing enough in the offer that you already have or are planning to consistently build on and putting that in front of more people. So I know you're probably thinking, okay, Ken, I get it. I need to believe in my offer. I need to start selling my offer, but how do I do that through my content? Well, first, let's get really real and raw about what I'm seeing in this space and what isn't selling. So there are different levels of what I call buyer awareness. Now, this is for a whole different podcast episode, but you have people who aren't even aware they have a problem, people in your audience who are aware they have a problem but don't really care to do anything about it. You have people who are in this phase where they're aware of your product, but they maybe need a little more information about it. And then you have people who are in that top percent, which is a very small percentage of people who are already ready to buy. And I see so many coaches trying to bring in new people and trying to educate people, and their default of content always tends to be educational and inspirational, When you have educational and inspirational content, you will occasionally get a client from it because they love you enough to buy into you. But when you're only posting things that are inspirational and educational, you tend to only hit the people who are problem unaware and people who are problem aware. Meaning that, yeah, they're gonna see it, they're gonna start to realize they have a problem, they're gonna get educated about their problem and maybe educated about some of the solutions, but you're not giving them enough information about your actual offer for them to say, hey, I actually wanna do something about this and I can tell that you're the best person to help me do something about this problem I have. So what we want to do is not just put inspirational educational content out. I think putting educational content out 2 to 3 times a week and inspirational content 1 to 2 times a week is great. But we also need at least 1 to 2 posts every single week where you are talking about what your offer is, talking about the results that you get your clients, and talking about why you're the best person to help your specific ideal client. So let's break down a few different posts, because I want to give you guys not necessarily a template, but I want to encourage you guys that if you are pretty clear on the result that you get your ideal client, then you can easily do this, especially if you're a coach who already has clients on their roster. This is like 10 times easier for you, okay? So get your notepad, get whatever you have available, notes in your phone, whatever you're using, okay? Threads app, I don't know. Whatever you use to take your notes at this point. Get ready, because I'm gonna give you some ideas as to how you can do this. So the first thing is, when we are looking to sell our offer, we have to think about how people make decisions, right? A lot of people are result-driven, they need to see this proof. And a lot of people also maybe are gut feeling buyers. There's somebody who wants to buy into you as an individual. So let's talk about those people who are result-driven. The people who are result-driven, they want to see results and they want to know how. They want a clear path. They want to put that stamp of approval of like, okay, this has gotten people results. I can see the clear path. And maybe you don't even have clients on your roster, but maybe you've created some kind of method where you know that you can get people better results. So in that case, what you can do is you can break down your own transformation or one of your clients' transformations. And you could say, hey, inside of my program, these are the results that we get clients. This is how I took my client from A to B. And if you can put something in there that also makes it a little bit more attractive, right? Like, this is how I helped my client lose 20 pounds while still eating foods that she loved. That's a great way to not only, you know, show the result, but also give them the cookie. Like, that's the thing that they really, really want, right? So that's one post that you guys can work throughout, and you can do that on a weekly basis, on a bi-weekly basis, but I do recommend sharing results and also talking about how you were able to get those results, whether you have a specific method or whether you just have something up your sleeve that maybe you've done for yourself, okay? Now, the second thing is, don't be afraid to brag about who you are and what you do. I love when my clients post things like, here's why I'm the best coach to help you do X, Y, and Z. This alone shares with people the result that you're looking to get them. You know, if it's why I'm the best coach to help you lose body fat, gain muscle mass in the next 90 days, whatever it might be, right? You're hitting the point of your ideal client and you're also letting them know, hey, by the way, I really trust myself to get you the results. So that alone builds that authority figure, it builds the trust, but it also shares with people why you're the best person to get them results. If you can add some like personality in there, some kind of flair for it, even better, okay? Even better. Now, the third one that I want to give you guys is breaking down a 2 to 3 part series of frequently asked questions by your clients. This is such a great way to show people how you answer questions inside of your container, how you coach people in your container, and also if they have similar questions in your audience and people have maybe been asking themselves, like, I wonder why I feel like this at night, or I wonder why, you know, I have really low energy at 2 p.m. If you have clients asking questions consistently, it's more than likely your ideal client is probably struggling with those. So you can start to bring that into your content. You can easily make a carousel, swipe through, you can make a reel about it. Some super easy ways for you to be able to build rapport and also share with people, hey, this is how I get people results. Now, the next one is talk about something that you have done inside of your program, whether it's how you onboard a client, whether it's how you do check-ins with a client, show a Loom video of you giving a client check-in. These are all really easy ways to show the features of your program. You can also talk about how this specific feature is a really easy way for you to get your clients' results. So that's something super simple and super easy for you guys. The last one that I'm gonna give you is talk about changes you've made inside of your program. talk about things that you're adding into your program. Talk about how you love how one specific part of your program runs, or how you have a specific mechanism for getting your clients results. Inside of our program, we teach our clients how to build a unique mechanism specific to their fitness business to be able to get their clients better results. It's a 3-5-step method. So if you have something like that, you can easily break that down. And if you can break it down to the client's pain points, your ideal client's pain points, even better, then you're gonna be in really good shape, okay? So I just gave you how many, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different pieces of content that you could come from so many different angles with. You literally have 5 posts in just the next week that you can go and build out based off of maybe some current clients you work with, maybe based off of your own transformation. And these are all really easy ways to show people what's inside of your program, and people who are in that information gathering phase where they need to know how you get people results, that's gonna be a really easy way for them to get more bought into you. Now, this isn't necessarily like selling right off the rip, right? This is you putting something on display and showing them what's inside of the program. What you want to follow up with is a call to action. So you need to be putting your offer on display, but you also need to be giving calls to actions in those different offers, okay? Maybe you're asking for people to DM you if they are looking at having similar questions, or if they resonate with the results of your clients. Maybe you say, DM me the word fat loss. If you put a story up of the photo that you posted for the day and it's a fat loss transformation, you say, hey, if you wanna learn more about how to lose body fat, DM me the word fat loss. Those things work, by the way. I am making this podcast in 2023. I used to hate on the DM for conversations. I used to hate on the comment below. And I will tell you, those things are great catalysts for creating more of a warm and a hot audience. So if you're somebody who's like, ugh, I could never DM somebody, say, DM me the word fat loss, these kind of things have been working really well in my audience to create more of a warm and a hot audience. So just my 2 cents, okay? I hope that you guys found this really helpful. If you guys did, if you want to shoot me a message over on Instagram, it's just at Kendall Strample, KendallStrampel. I would super appreciate you guys just touching base. If you feel called to share this with any of your friends, anyone else who might be a coach, or anyone in the coaching space, please feel free to do so. Make our community even bigger and better. I have a shit ton of free resources, okay? My motto, guys, is like, let me give you more free resources than you've probably previously paid for. So if you want more free resources, head to the link in my bio over on my Instagram page, and you guys will find all the wondrous things over there. Tons of free resources for you guys, and you guys can learn a ton. I hope you guys found this helpful. I love you so much, and I will catch you in the next episode.